While outbreeding depression is nowhere near as big of a concern as inbreeding depression in small populations, I do want to give you one example of the outbreeding depression that occurred following the reintroduction of the Alpine ibex into Czechoslovakia. Overhunting had exterminated ibex in the Tatra Mountains of Czechoslovakia, and there were successful reintroductions of a few individuals from Austria that showed some promise for stabilizing the population from continuing to decline. And they thought, well, okay, we want to increase population size and genetic diversity even more. So they brought some individuals in from a Turkish population even further south from Czechoslovakia. And those were introduced to this Czechoslovakian population. Well, what wound up happening was that the Turkish animals bred freely with the Czechoslovakian animals. However, the hybrids born from those parents rutted in the fall rather than in the winter. They took the genetic trait of the more southern population of rutting earlier. So they rutted in the fall, not in the winter, and the kids were born too early. They were born in February, the coldest month of the year, rather than being born in April, and almost all, or virtually all, the offspring froze to death and died, and the population went extinct. So it was a completely failed reintroduction attempt due to outbreeding depression. But the cases are not very common. In general, if you look at fitness on this graph, the y-axis is a measure of fitness, and the x-axis is the relatedness of the parents. Inbreeding depression is when mating between close relatives causes reduced fitness when relatedness of parents is high. When relatedness of parents is too low, you can get outbreeding depression causing reduced fitness. And the highest levels of fitness often occurs in medium relatedness of parents in the general population, balancing the problems, eliminating the problems of inbreeding and avoiding the problems of outbreeding, and the greatest fitness is somewhere in between.